Welcome to the Hair for Kids. Sit back and relax as we experience life with the Rebbe in 770, stories of Hasidim, and see how the Rebbe continues to find a way to connect to us and help every Yid. This episode has been graciously sponsored by an anonymous donor to strengthen our iskashrus to the Rebbe. The story, I'm not even sick, was told by Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Fox. Over 30 years ago, there was a young Kala from a Satmar family who, as her wedding day approached, wanted to go to the Rebbe for a bracha. Her family members tried to convince her not to go, but her mind was made up. She still wished to receive a bracha from the Rebbe before her wedding. Her older sister tried to scare her out of it by saying,
"It's dangerous to go to Granites."
But the Kala replied,
"But it will be in the middle of the day, on a Sunday, and thousands of people will be there."
After lots of back and forth discussion, the Kala sister agreed to go with her from Williamsburg to Crown Heights to the Rebbe for dollars. Now, let's go back in time to their trip to Crown Heights.
Let's wait here for our cab. Here's our taxi ride.
Okay, fasten your seatbelts, please. Great, thank you. Twenty minutes later, they arrived in Crown Heights.
Okay, driver. Please drop us off on the corner of Eastern Parkway and Kingston Avenue.
Oh, yes, I know. That's the Chabad headquarters.
Yes.
Okay, we've arrived.
Thank you.
Whoa, look! There are hundreds of Yidden standing in line to get a bracha and a dollar from the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Then the sisters joined the line. The sisters stood together in the long line that went all the way through the downstairs shul. As they reached to the steps leading upstairs to the Rebbe's holy room, the older sister became nervous and wanted to leave. But she was swept by the crowd up the stairs, and they soon found themselves standing close to the Rebbe. And then they stood in front of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe wished the Kala a Binyan Adayad. The younger sister, the Kala, received a dollar and a bracha for her wedding. However, when the older sister passed by the Rebbe suddenly gave her a second dollar and said, "This is for a refuah shelema, a speedy recovery." When the older sister returned to Williamsburg, she laughed it off and jokingly said to her mother,
"The Rebbe gave me a bracha for a refuah shelema, and I'm not even sick.
But when her mother heard what had happened with her daughter by dollars and what the Rebbe told her, she said very seriously,
"You must go to a doctor immediately for a checkup."
"Nah, Mommy, I'm fine."
"Listen to me carefully. If the Rebbe blessed you with the refuah shelema, it must mean that even though you don't know it, you need a refuah shelema."
And so, she went to the doctor to get examined, and they took an x-ray. "Okay, let me check this x-ray." "Good, I'll go tell the family." "Hello, I'm your doctor. I've just checked your x-ray results, and we found nothing unusual. You look fine. You may go home."
"Just as I thought.
Thank you, doctor."
However, when she told her mother the x-ray results, her mother immediately called the doctor.
This is Dr. Friedman.
Yes, Dr. Friedman, I'm very concerned. Let me share something with you.
Uh-huh.
On Sunday, my daughter was in 770 receiving a bracha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And after receiving a dollar from his holy hands, the Rebbe wished her a refuah shleima. Please, please, doctor, give her a more detailed and full exam.
Sure. Thank you for sharing that information with me. I totally understand. Have your daughter immediately come over to my office for a full exam.
After the more detailed exam, the doctor tells the family, "Well, I hope you're all ready for this. The examination found that your daughter is actually in the early stages of a very serious sickness, Rachmon Litzlan."
Oy vey, Rabbeinu Shaloylam.
So, that was the not-so-good news. However, the good news is, because the doctors have found the illness in such an early stage, they'll be able to successfully treat it and help her completely recover.
Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem!
The father of these sisters told over the story to Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Fox. And then their father added these words: "If the doctors would have waited until my daughter started to feel sick, it would have been too late to treat that particular type of disease. But because they went to get a brocha from the Rebbe at Sunday Dollars and listened to what the Rebbe told her, poshut, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had saved her life." Thank you for listening to Teher for Kids. Make sure to tell your friends about us and stay tuned for another fascinating episode at teher.org/kids.